27 and a half minutes after 9, and before we go any further, we're working an eyewitness report with special guests in the house today at a very special event. In fact, I hear from a certain lady right next to me that's the longest-running charity golf tournament in the area, and it's a big area. And welcome, Lisa. And we're representing the 715 Golf Tournament coming up. And would you tell us a little bit about both the background and the tournament itself, especially the organization and what you do?
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me. I also have Frank Matz in the house.
Hello, hello.
There you go. There's a voice.
Thanks for having us.
Now, I'm going to actually turn Frank down and turn you up. But Lisa, get close to that mic. And Frank, you're just fine, just so you know.
All right. Is this good volume?
Let's see. Now you got it. Now we got it good. Yeah, that's much better.
Okay.
All right. Well, welcome both of you. And thanks for being here. We talked a little bit off air. And I love your hearts coming together right here, right now. And thank you for doing what you do. Before we even get started, now it's shameless promotion time, Lisa.
Yes, I love that. So we have a golf tournament happening on May 17th at Eagle Point Golf Course, and it is benefiting U715 Ministries, which, if you don't know, we help underprivileged youth from elementary school up until 24. And so all of the proceeds go directly towards helping those kids that need it most.
I think that's absolutely perfect. It is a universal thing, and anybody that gets together to do something special and make sure that is covered is always going to work. And you said 37 years this has been going on?
Yep.
This will be the 38th.
38th year. Wow. Mm-hmm. See, that's something else. So, and, you know, I was even young 38 years ago, just so you know.
Yeah. I was a wee little chap.
Yeah, you were just a little one. And, of course, Lisa, she was thought of.
Negative 10.
There you go. Way to date yourself. Yep. As a young person getting involved in something like that, I'm especially impressed, Lisa. Where did your passion come from for this?
Well, I have always loved planning events ever since I was 3 years old and planning my birthday party.
She was born.
And so being able to continue my passion of planning events, planning a golf tournament, and helping kids kind of combines the best of both worlds, because I always have wanted to do that as well. So
that's perfect. I appreciate that and can tell. And now this is going to be going on in May. Give us the date again.
May 17th.
Okay. A month from today, as you said.
Exactly. Exactly a month from today.
And of course,
we have two flights.
Two flights.
So there's a morning flight and an afternoon flight.
So you can get involved in either one, but make sure you do and enjoy a beautiful golf course as well. This is Eagle Point, is right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Perfect place for it. And what we know from the weather is it can change, but we are already praying it forward. It's going to be an absolutely perfect day for this special golf tournament. Do you have some target projects going on that you'd really like to support with 715 right now in this golf tournament? I know supports all of it, but are you thinking of one thing in particular that's coming up?
Yeah, well, we are working on expanding our vocational training center, which teaches the youth how to do trade skills like construction, sheet metal fabrication, mechanics, that sort of thing. And then we help them find jobs through that. And we are also bully certified. So we're looking on expanding that to help even more
kids. I think that's really that's not the other end of it. It's one thing if we do our part here as a family and company to support many youth ministries here in the community. By both our time and raising funds as well. But we see that, you know, you can do that. You need to do those things. But it's great when you see from start to finish, a plan that's going to do just that. You're going to get kids involved, get them in a better place than they were before they became part of your fold, and then see them right through until it's time for them to do what Lisa's doing right now. And many of them are born with those gifts. You know, I did a little thing like you. It was not planning parties, but I loved, because I was such a young athlete, I loved planning track meets in my neighborhood and little competitions of things like that, and would make the awards and do all of those things. So it kind of spoke to my young heart.
Yeah.
And I was just, maybe 10 or 11 years old at the time. But being a neighborhood big kid, that's what you do. Frank, were you a neighborhood big kid?
Yeah.
I knew you were. You know what I mean, sir. You've got a history and ministry period too, you and your family.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is something that, where did it catch you?
I was an at-risk youth, homeless for pretty much my majority of my elementary and high school, junior high years.
Mercy. Just that set a tone.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, I'm always trying to help out the youth in our community, do what we can, not only to help the youth, but the families as well. This is a great opportunity, to join us, to go out and golf. Lisa, do you gotta be a professional golfer to go do this tournament?
You do not. In fact, most of the people aren't. We have a wide variety, though. There are some pros that come, but there's also people that are like, give me the max handicap, please.
All right. Yeah, well, that would be me, since I have proved my futility on a driving range. That's the only place you need to try it before, but it's so much fun. Go ahead and take one for the team, get out there and raise some for a much much greater team, and that's our youth community as a whole. And you gave that age range again from
elementary school to 24.
All the way through when we're still kind of kids.
Yep.
I sure was at 24, but make sure they've got that boost all the way through. And I know a lot of these young kids come back, as Frank is, can identify with his own early years, having the struggles that he did, to simply have his heart in the right place and come on the other side of it and pay it back. Yeah. That's something special. I imagine there was some inspiration in your young life, despite those great troubles that you endured, where you turned it around.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly it was adults in my lives who really poured into me that kind of made it a huge difference and, showed me that it is attainable to change a life.
I love that.
So I just want to say that the 2025 Golf Challenge features a four-person scramble with a 7:30 and a 1:40 5 start time, and awards ceremony at 6:30 at night after it.
Yep.
Excellent.
So,
and is there some other come-ons in there? Do you have food?
We do have
at the
food.
Awards dinner. We'll be provided with dinner.
And if you are the morning flight, we have breakfast burritos that are really good that we have every year.
See, food is everything, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Come for the food, help the kids in the
you
process.
Bet. Yeah. What is that? What is our asking entry fee for this?
So for a team, it is $600 for the foursome. And then we do have a player pack for $100 that includes all of the mulligans, green tea upgrades, raffle tickets, hole-in-one opportunities, and everything you could need that's extra on the golf
course. So I was told that if you add a clergy member to your team, that's like a big discount.
That is true. That becomes $450.
Wow.
So, yeah.
See?
So grab a local clergy member, throw them on your team, and pray that he knows how to play golf.
Now, there you go. I like that. Well done. That's good marketing, Frank, by the way.
And in case you don't want to golf, we do have sponsorships available. So you can just have a sponsorship. We do have bronze and exclusive sponsorships like a breakfast sponsor, driving range sponsor, cart sponsor. So if you really are not a good golfer and don't want to try.
But you want to be a part of it.
But you want to be a part of it and change kids' lives, then sponsorship is the way to go.
Where will they connect for this?
So you can call 541-779-3275 or email lisa@71five.org.
There you go.
Or they could just go to 71five.org to go to our website.
That's true. That's easier. Yep.
And it'll all be there for you, all the specs. And and you are invited back to follow up just before this event now, since we've got them 1 month away. Let's say that the week before, that we do another little visit and just kind of remind everybody of a very special event coming up.
Sounds great.
We are a golfing community here. I know that.
Yes.
I may not be a part of it, but I know them all. And I know the passion behind it. And even if you are the duffer, it's time to be a pro for these kids.
Yeah.
And even if you are a kid still, you're going to feel it and you're going to know this is a special thing that's going on here. Not just playing golf, but it's making it count for something a whole lot bigger and deeper. Yeah, and Frank's a witness. Going to keep you as a witness, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to borrow that big voice sometime, too, because it's tailor-made for some of our shameless promotion here on the radio. But this is something special. Just a pleasure to meet both of you, and we'll continue to pray it forward and pay it forward by giving you the time here, okay?
Well, thank you for helping us. This has been awesome, and we hope to see you on the course. We do have prizes for first through eighth place.
Well, I guess we better go ahead and say it.
Eighth place?
Eighth place,
wow.
So get your practice in. You have a good chance at winning.
It's all about winning for young people, for at-risk youth all over our communities, and it does go out and go much, much further than just a day of beautiful, wonderful golf and fellowship there. So do put that down. It's the 715 golf tournament coming up May 17th. You want to start planning for it right now. And if you've got a team together, don't forget to get that, you know, God guy on your team and make sure he's representing. Okay. Yes. And if you want to just kick that back, that's always good too. I've sort of done that before. Mm-hmm. Taking my senior discount and giving it right back to somebody. So it just happens. Hey, thanks again, y'all. And always the invite back and bless this event. I say that right now. And we'll do PSAs on it as time approaches as well. We'll make sure we have the reminders here because we do that as a regular service here on all three of our stations. So, all right. Well, I feel like I've had a better day because y'all came in.
Well, thank you.
But I will not be swinging the golf club. but I'll be there in spirit. Is that good enough?
You could swing us some tunes, DJ.
There you go. Yep. I'll do that for you anytime. Always my pleasure. This has been an Eyewitness Report. I'm proud to present that right here on KJO.